With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk to Troy Harrison, Texans fullback, joins us now. Troy, how you doing? Landry Locker, John Lopez. We had you last time. It was your first radio interview. Is this your second now?
Yeah.
Is this the second, too?
This is the second, and just as nervous. So.
No, you're good, man. You're good. Now you're kind of a vet. You've played a few games, and I wanted to ask you about some stuff. I'm trying to keep up, and I'm a nickname guy, but between Pierce calling you T-Roy and LT calling you Bam Bam, what is your nickname? I can't keep up. There's like 100 nicknames that I hear that you have from the locker room.
It's usually those two, but when coaches refer to me, it's usually Bam Bam.
Okay, Bam Bam. Why Bam Bam?
Because I like the hit. I like the contact, so.
Bam Bam is a great nickname. I'd go with that for sure. Hey, listen, you know, we all saw the Damian Pierce touchdown and your block and O.J. Howard. I mean, those were so huge. That had to have been one of the moments, because you could tell, I'm sure, that maybe things could start to change with that run. But one of those moments that's kind of solidified yourself, was it one of those moments that kind of solidified you into like, man, I can do this job at a high level? Was it one of those types of things?
I mean, it was less about me and more about the dude running the ball behind me. For me, it's a big thing to have to be trusted and to be counted on. And I knew that Pierce was counting on my block to do what he had to do and run that ball. And that dude run the ball hard. So whatever I had to do to open up whatever hole or however many yards he needed to get, I was going to do it. So,
Troy, I know that you're used to the contact. I know it's a different kind of contact at fullback, but I'm assuming it's kind of second nature for you to do that. How nervous were you, though? And I kind of thought that like if you, like a few games from now, you would have caught this and turned up field a little bit more. But how nervous were you when you caught that first pass? It ended up going for 5 yards. Looked like you kind of, maybe if y'all connected better, could have gone up the field. But how nerve-wracking was that, having to catch a pass in an NFL game?
Man, it was in slow motion. It was very nerve-wracking. You see, I slipped on the play.
Yeah, you slipped. You look like, hey, you look like a fullback. You look like a fullback catching the ball.
Yeah,
which is
good.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. I came straight to the sideline. I'm like, could I have got more yards? Could I have got more yards? But they was like, it's cool. It's cool. You did your job. Now let's just move on to the next play.
Now, I've heard this. We talked to Jalen Petrie. Jalen Petrie's living with his parents, which I think is awesome. I think that's a smart decision. I heard your dad is staying with you, and you guys got air mattresses. Who's sleeping on the air mattress?
No, it's not air mattresses, but we had spring memory foam mattresses on the floor.
Okay.
Well, those are comfortable. So
I mean, it's whatever I needed, I got in that moment. Moving is kind of tough and it can be annoying. So me and him just kind of slept on mattresses on the floor for a while. We had lawn chairs in my room and a TV in the front so we could just watch TV.
Now, do you get first dibs on the best mattress since you're the NFL guy? Usually you got to give it to Pops, but you got to get your rest. So who gets the better mattress?
Oh, yeah, it's my turn to be selfish. So I ain't going to lie. I got to get the better mattress.
Hey, I think this is correct. Your dad's a former Detroit cop or is a current Detroit cop?
Former.
That had to have been wild growing up with a police officer as your dad. I mean, you just have to, like, you always had to be, like, on your P's and Q's, as they say, huh?
Oh, yeah. Everything had to be very to his, like it had to be straight. Like, I couldn't do certain things wrong. Like, I had to make sure, like, I was on top of all my stuff, school. I wasn't out doing something I wasn't supposed to. He was on top of that for sure.
Were you, did you ever get to ride along?
Yeah, I did. I did a couple of times. He would pull up to our house in Detroit in a cop car with his partner. Okay. And I used to be able to ride in the back. So.
And I heard y'all been going grocery shopping together.
No, we don't grocery shop. I just bring stuff from the facility.
Oh, okay, that's even better.
So you're not even grocery shopping.
Bring a little
huh?
extra for dad.
Yeah.
You hit that cafeteria?
You want to try to stay. Yeah. You said what?
You hit that cafeteria. We've heard a lot of good things about that cafeteria. Supposedly, I would be getting takeout after takeout after takeout, just walking out with like five phone things.
I mean, it's good. I mean, it's worth the takeout. I'm not going to lie. Like, reheated, all that stuff in the microwave, it tastes about the same. So it's real good.
You know, one of the cool things that's going on in the NFL right now, and I saw this with you, is the international – I guess it's a Heritage Month or whatever, and the players are putting stickers of their heritage on their helmet. And you had a Panamanian sticker on your helmet. Your mother is from Panama. What's the story there?
Yeah, my mother's from Panama. She came to this country about 30 years ago. During the invasion of Panama. So I have a lot of family over in Panama. I don't really have much family in the U.S. So
have you been
in the off season? Yeah, I've been. We used to go every year up until I was about 12 years old. So they haven't seen me since I was 12 years old. So I look a little different. But I plan on going back in the off season and seeing all the family and having a good time. So
that's really cool.
What kind of music does Troy Harrison listen to?
I listen to everything, like literally everything. Like I don't judge. I like country. I like rap. I like R&B. I like it all.
Because
so.
I was asking because our producer Figgy Fig, he hosts a hip hop podcast, and he was playing some stuff the other day, and it was like some Detroit rap, and I was like, what is this new Detroit rap sound?
Oh yeah,
what's going on with that? It almost sounds like it's weird production. It's a weird flow and everything. Are you into that?
That's mainly what I listen to.
Okay. See, Figgy's trying to tell me I'm just an old honky that can't relate, and I'm like, maybe so, because I don't know much about this Detroit.
Little Babyface Ray.
What y'all got going
baby
on there?
Babyface Ray, Sada, Autumn. You got to go on YouTube and start typing in some names, man.
Man, I couldn't get through it.
Ice Wear Vezo.
Vezo, yeah. Vezo. Yeah. So, Autumn.
So is like Royce the 5'9", like the goat to you? Is he like a... I always hear Detroit people say, oh, Royce the 5'9 doesn't get the love he deserves. That's the guy.
he's not the GOAT to me, but I mean, I respect anybody's opinion.
That's an older generation too. He's out there
that's
with
older,
the Eminem. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's
that's older.
Yeah, see, I'm showing myself. This is why I can't relate
well,
to
Well, you
the
want
new
me
stuff.
To show myself? I'm thinking Eminem, man. I mean
man. Yeah, he's older, so now it's a different sound, so
okay.
I heard Detroit, I'm thinking Eminem. That's how old I am, Detroit.
Have you got to get down on some Tex Mex here?
On some Tex-Mex?
Some Mexican
no,
food?
Haven't.
Come yeah. on, man. You got to
no,
do that.
No, I haven't.
Because they don't know about Mexican food up where you played ball and where you're from. Y'all don't know about that. You got to get on that. You got to get on those.
What, man? You ever been to Southwest Detroit?
I've been to Cleveland. I haven't been to South. Y'all got Mexican food in Southwest Detroit?
Go, if you ever get a chance to go to Detroit, go to Southwest Detroit and get you some Mexican food. Man.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You sound convinced. Okay. He's convinced.
There's some confidence right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. So, but do they have like, so Tex-Mex is like cheese enchiladas, rice, beans, you know, the
fajitas.
The fajitas. Is that what you're talking about or is it a different kind?
Real Mexican food in Southwest Detroit.
Oh, my gosh.
Go to Southwest Detroit, go get some Mexican food.
Troy, you're losing me now. No,
I'm telling you. Go to a place called Social Miocas. Go there. You just got to look around, man. There's real Mexican food over there, so I promise you.
All right.
Well, I want to get you out of here on this. We enjoy talking to you, Troy. You're doing your thing. One of your fellow rookies, guy that you're in the backfield with, Damian Pierce, he described himself as, I'm just a country boy. I'm just a country guy. Do you get the country boy feel when you're around Damian Pierce? He seems like he's got a hell of a personality.
You heard him talk?
Yeah.
It's country, man. We used to say that he needed subtitles when we first met him.
Troy, best of luck to you.
Man,
keep
I'm looking at
thing,
these Detroit
man.
Mexican food restaurants. I got a Xochimilco is the one you're talking about?
Yeah, it starts with an X.
Yeah, Xochimilco.
Okay.
4.4 stars. I'm gonna look at their menu, man.
Yeah, but they're grading on a curve. It's Detroit. Go. They don't know about Mexican food in Detroit. Yeah. You know.
I'm impressed that you pronounced it right. Because my partner would have said Xochimilco.
Yeah, I don't pronounce it. I don't pronounce the.
That's how you know I really eat there.
It's Xochimilco. You know what? You just gained some real Mexican food credibility. I am Mexican American. And I looked it up.
There you go.
And I was looking for an S, and then I said, well, he couldn't have pronounced that correctly, could he? He did.
I would have said XEO.
No, Xochimilco Restaurant.
Oh, man.
All right.
Real deal, man.
On Bagley.
So.
Keep doing your thing, Troy. You're lead blocking for one of the best rookie rushers in the league. We appreciate you, man. Thanks for the advice. Keep doing your thing, man. And before we know it, you'll be a veteran. You won't be nervous for these things, my friend.
Appreciate it. How did I do this time?
You did. You got an A-plus this time.
Dude, A-plus.
A-plus.
Xochimilco pronunciation.
Minus the Detroit rap. We'll say A, solid A. No plus.
I got you. I got you A-plus, man. I'm looking at their menu now. You're right. You pronounced it right. I'm going to give you a Mexican-American card, man.
Awesome.
You
let me know when you try that. So
I will. I've been to Detroit. I'm going to go back.
All right. Appreciate you, man.
All right, man.
There you go.
Appreciate you.
Troy Harrison, the man.
That's impressive.
Getting comfortable.
No, that is beyond impressive.
Well, I didn't know how to pronounce Chili Relleno.
You've lived in Texas your whole life.
Chili Relleno.
And you say Chili Relleno.
I do.
This dude's from Detroit, and he said Xochimilco the right way.
Yes, he does. Let's talk to B. Scott, his weekly
visit.
He might
become my favorite player.
Brandon Scott has turned into something that he has always been against. This season has turned him into something that he never thought he would turn into. And I'm actually pretty proud of him. I think a lot of you can relate coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.